Have you ever heard anything else used for that?
No.
Draw up?
Yeah, I've heard that. In
what sense? Give me a sense.
I bought those pants last week and washed them, and now they drew up.
Would you say that?
No, I wouldn't say that.
And a girl, or if a girl likes, spends a lot of time in a mirror, you say she likes to
primp or something.
All right. And how about if a man did that?
I don't know. I don't know what you call it.
You wouldn't. How about likes to put on fancy clothes?
Dress up.
All right. And would you use that for men and women?
Yeah.
With no distinction at all. All right. Something that you might carry coins in, small.
Coin change purse.
All right. And something a woman might wear around her wrist.
Bracelet.
All right, and something she might wear around her neck.
Necklace.
Or talking about beads, you'd call that a what of beads?
String of beads.
All right, the thing a man has to hold is if he's wore a belt, he might have.
Suspenders.
You ever call them anything else?
No.
You heard of galluses?
No.
All right, something you open up on a rainy day.
Umbrella.
All right, something your mother put over the bed, the last thing.
Bedspread.
What else goes on a bed besides the bedspread?
Sheet and blankets, covers.
Thing you put your head on.
Pillow.
Have you ever seen a big one that goes the full?
Yeah.
What's that called?
The big pillow.
All right. Have you ever heard of a bolster?
No.
Just a big pillow. Okay. Now, what's another name for a blanket?
Covers.
Yeah, or a washable one.
Quilt.
Right. How do you distinguish them? Is that the only? Is that the
quilt? Seems like it's been sewn, crocheted, something like that.
Okay.
It has patches on it.
All right. And if you don't have enough beds in the house, you say we're going to have to fix a what on the floor?
A cot.
All right. This is just flat on the floor.
Sleeping bag. I know what you mean. Just put covers on the floor. I don't know.
You ever call it a pallet?
No.
Never heard that. Fix me a pallet down on the floor.
No, never heard that.
Randall Jones, you know, that's good music. If the land is very very good, you'd say that's very
fertile.
All right. And then the flat, low-lying land along a stream.
I don't know. I know it when you say it, but I don't.
Well, it could be bottom land or low land.
Bottom land, I've heard that.
All right. And a large open area with low-lying grassland.
Plain, I don't know. Riverbed or not.
A bird called a lark. What kind of a lark? Where is a met? All right, there's a tree in the met. How about a word? That's M-E-A-D.
Meadow. Meadow.
All right, is that a word? Now, what does that word mean?
Well, meadow means a little grassy plain or something. I don't know, just small.
Okay. How about a place where there's a lot of water standing all the time?
Swamp.
How about the same sort of thing? Could that have trees in it?
Yeah.
Now is how about something like that along the sea?
Marsh.
Yeah. And now could you name some different kinds of soil? Very rich soil.
Clay, or no, there's clay and no, I can't name any kind of soil.
Anything that you, does loam mean anything to you?
I've heard it.
What's that?
It's soil.
What is the word?
Loam.
How about, have you ever heard of crawfish land?
No, I know what crawfish is. It's like a little crab in a river.
Okay, you never heard of crawfish or crawfishy land, though?
No, I never heard of land.
Have you ever heard of redbud land?
No.
Now, if there's water in a swamp and they want to get it out, you'd say they are doing what to it?
There? Draining it.
All right, and something they'd cut when they do that would be a...
I don't know. A ditch or a...
Sure. And now, tell me some names of some different kinds of flowing water around.
River or creek.